Local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. CB Financial.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVUE News time is 8:26. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us on the KVUE Sutherland studio line Emporia Main Street Director Casey Woods and also the brand new manager of Emporia Main Street's Fab Lab, Jeremy Horton.
Jeremy, good morning. How are you?
All right.
Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. We appreciate that. Casey, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
Hey, glad to have you both on board here. Jeremy, let me just ask you to get started here. How excited were you to get the announcement that you are taking over here as the Main Street Fab Lab manager?
I was pretty excited for that because it's always been kind of an opportunity that I'd like to do is the prototyping stuff out and just helping entrepreneurs out making products. And so.
So what do you think of what you have in front of you at Emporia Main Street as far as what they have ready to go, as far as the technology in hand right now?
Technology we have in hand right now is pretty good for just getting started up going. There's also a couple pieces we'd like to add eventually in the future, but I think right now we'll be able to help out a lot of people with just what we have sitting here.
Casey, maybe you can take us back here to the origins of the Fab Lab process. I know this has been a goal of Emporia Main Street for a while before it was officially unveiled. Talk a little bit about, you know, the goals and objectives when you first got this idea started and really what's in place right now to help businesses out.
Well, I think we look at problems as opportunities at Emporia Main Street, and there were several different issues that we saw crop up in the business community. One, supply chain, which has obviously gotten a little stranger since we started the initial planning. And we saw that people weren't producing as many products here locally that they could market directly. Two, we saw that there was an opportunity to help entrepreneurs that had an idea for a product or service, but they needed the technology and the technical support in order to prototype that concept and bring it to market. And three, I think we had an opportunity and have an opportunity with individuals that need exposure to technology so that we can showcase what that can do, the professional opportunities, and can act as a pipeline to our great educational institutions with Flint Hills Technical College and Emporia State University. So we wanted to use the fabrication lab to accomplish all of those different goals.
And talking with Casey Woods, Emporia Main Street Director, and also Jeremy Wharton, who's the Director of Main Street's Fab Lab. Jeremy, recently on board as the new director. Well, Jeremy, tell us about the technology. What is in-house right now in the Fab Lab? What exactly can you do?
Well, right now we have a CNC mill sitting in here and a couple 3D printers. With the mill, we can do any metal work, anything like that. 3D printer works good for the fast prototyping stuff. We also have a laser cutter, which can cut wood, acrylic, and all different things like that. Then also a vinyl printer. And that's there for banners or anything like that that we need to make up.
Jeremy, talk about your past experience and how you, really how that is setting the foundation for you to become the Fab Lab manager for Main Street.
Okay. My past experience is I graduated from Flint Hills Tech Machine Tool Program back in, I think, 2013, if I remember right. And then I've also, throughout the years, I've built, designed stuff that myself at home. And I worked at Vectech for a while. And then last 2 years, I've been working up in Topeka at the CRF, Central Repair Facility, for the post office and doing prototype work for them. And that's kind of where I knew the prototype style of machining and work is where I wanted to be at. And then this opportunity came along.
Yeah, I mean, were you excited when you saw that Main Street was offering up this opportunity?
Yeah, like I told them in the interview, I said, you know, even if I did not get it, I'd still be interested to see what they had going on, because this here is something you don't see really anything like this in, I'm going to say, this part of Kansas North. There might be something down in Wichita like this, I'm not sure on, but like, you know, Poirier, there's nothing. As far as I know, there's nothing in Topeka even like this. So we're kind of a rare opportunity for people around this area.
Casey, Main Street on the cutting edge. Do tell, huh?
Well, it's something that we've seen in other areas, and when we work with the National Main Street Network, there are communities that are doing fabrication work as a function of economic development. And we knew that this was going to be more important over the years. So when we worked on the capital campaign and some of the different folks that we were working with, Greg from VecTech or Dale and Carolyn Davis, whose name is on that Fab Lab, talked about the need to develop all different types of entrepreneurship. But entrepreneurship is, in a lot of ways, more difficult than it was 10 or 20 or 50 years ago because of the different machining and digitalization of some of the different products and supply chain issues. So we knew we had something that was difficult ahead of us, but we knew that if we figured that out as a community, we could give ourselves and our entrepreneurs a great advantage that we could potentially grow over time.
Casey, how important has entrepreneurship become over the last 2 years due to COVID, and how difficult has entrepreneurship become over the last 2 years because of COVID?
Well, entrepreneurship is always, it's never easy, but I think a lot of people can see entrepreneurs pivoting and taking advantage of some opportunities that popped up during COVID. I mean, entrepreneurs naturally want to adjust what they do from a business perspective to take advantage of whatever the environment is on the ground. I think the difficulties come in a variety of different sorts of facets. There's financing that can be difficult, especially when we're talking about the prototyping types of businesses or digital types of businesses, because it's hard to finance some of those different things that are a little more intellectual in nature. And then access to technology in ways that people can assist with a build-out or a prototyping piece to make that a little more cost-effective. And then working through different educational and industrial partners and that Rolodex that we have to ensure that people have a team and don't think that this is something that they have to do all by themselves. Entrepreneurship is always difficult, but I think it's become more complex over the past 15 years or so, just because of technology and the fact that we're competing against everybody in the world via the internet. So we have to find competitive advantages as a community that are a little different.
Well, obviously, Casey, you saw the need, felt the need, and others agreed with you. Thus, the Fab Lab is reality at Emporia Main Street. This is obviously in the early stages with just hiring Jeremy, but have you piqued any interest from businesses, entrepreneurs yet?
Well, it's funny you say that. Just last week, I think we had the press release that came out, and we had businesses that were contacting us immediately. A couple of businesses that are longtime members that said, hey, when you're ready, we want to work with you on XYZ products. And then two businesses that one was a startup and one was more established looking at expanding. But they said, we've got to find a way that we can work together, but there's an interim sort of machining piece that we need to get done in order for us to facilitate that. And Jeremy jumped on that right away. So it's one of those, we haven't really been open that long, and we already have businesses that are contacting us for the need of the fabrication lab and fabrication assistance. And then we've had great conversations with FHTC and ESU and some of our local industry partners on ways that this can supplement what they're doing and expose people to technology, which can enhance workforce and also sideline production businesses for them so that we can have entrepreneurs develop something, and maybe that's something that local contractors can use as a sideline business until that entrepreneur gets up and running and can produce on their own.
So, Jeremy, sounds like you've had to hit the ground running here.
Yes, I have.
Sounds like maybe you're going to have to hire some help.
Is that in the budget case?
Well, you know, it's one of those things we like. We like to be very busy in the office, as you know. And I think once Jeremy gets up and running, he knows that I'm right across the hallway and ducked out there to assist. But we've also got great partners in those educational institutions that we've talked about. And we're starting the volunteer process. So I know, like Jeremy said, he was really interested in this regardless of his interaction with the lab. And luckily, we were able to obtain his services as our first director there. But for those people that have fabrication experience or want to get involved, there are opportunities to do that to kind of maximize our labor force within the fabrication process.
Well, managing growth is nothing new to you, Casey, so it sounds like this will certainly fit in that picture. Main Street's Fabrication Lab. Well, Jeremy, hey, thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Good to talk to you. Casey, thanks.
Thanks for having us this morning.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too.
The Emporia Main Street Director Casey Woods and Jeremy Wharton. Jeremy is the new director of Main Street's Fab Lab on our Newsmaker 2, Chuck.
All right, and here in a second, we will be having our Newsmaker 3, Leland Danes, joining us to discuss the work of Emporia Spanish speakers and upcoming projects. Tomorrow's Newsmaker 2, 3 slots are getting adjusted.